Hello and welcome to an NBA Outlet Halftime Show presented by OTGBasketball.com. The Cavs currently lead the Golden State Warriors 86-68. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me tonight, as always in the Halftime Show, Corey Waldron. What's up, Corey?
Nick, hey, how you doing? Wow, what a game, man.
Yeah, this is definitely surprising. I mean, I had the vibe that it was going to be a sweep, but the Cavs came out with some juice. I mean, I expected them to play well, but this well, you know, 49 points in the first quarter, 86 in the first half. What are your initial reactions?
Almost everyone is unconscious. I mean, Kyrie with 28, LeBron with 22, Kevin Love with 17. We just saw him hit that corner three near the end of the first half. Jefferson's been engaged. J.R. Smith, good old Smitty from midcourt, just about pulling up at the logo, draining threes. It's been incredible, the contributions the Cavs are finally getting, of course, when they're down 3-0.
Exactly, and it's like that J.R. Smith kind of describes the whole first half for the Cavs. You know, it's just everything's going down. This offense is, you know, lethal. We saw it in the Eastern Conference playoffs. It just didn't show up in the first three games of the finals. I think some of that was the Warriors' defense, but some of it was the Cavs not showing up. Another guy who's been huge tonight, though, Kyrie Irving. And, you know, it's a ton of points, and it's not like he's just dropping points. They're not easy baskets. He's hitting tough shots all over the court.
It's efficient, Nick. He's shooting 78%, 11 on 14. Like, that's ridiculous. And the fact of the matter is, he's got that look in his eyes, and he's just attacking. I mean, like you said, there's a couple of times where he just – a couple dribble moves and shot over top of Klay Thompson. And, you know, in games one through three, we didn't see a lot of that. You know, Klay was a lot physical with Kyrie, knocking him off his dribble. And it doesn't even matter tonight who's guarding Kyrie.
Exactly, and I think a big difference in this game is Kyrie and Love are both having good games, where in the past three games, there wasn't really a game where they both performed great offensively. And it's also been nice for LeBron because he hasn't been as, you know, used quite as much in the first half compared to game one and game two. So I think that's definitely benefiting them because come fourth quarter time, he's going to have more gas in the tank and ready to go.
Yeah, the one thing to watch too is tonight, actually, Kyrie's played 21 minutes to LeBron's 20. But, you know, even still, it's worrisome that they've already played 20 minutes going into the first, you know, second half, because fatigue, as we know, has played a part in the last two games, especially on LeBron's part. So, you know, if you guys are playing high minutes at this kind of pace, this could turn around and bite the Cavs, you know, in the ass.
Especially with the defensive energy they're playing with, I think that's a big difference in this game. Defensively, the Cavs have been all over the court. They're making that, you know, fourth and fifth, sixth effort, you know, going everywhere, all out on every play, and that's been impressive. And I think a lot of that has to do with the energy from Tristan Thompson. Thompson getting involved on the boards early kind of energized the team, and then just some great shots by Kyrie. But moving on from that, studs from the first half.
Stud for the first half, got to be Kyrie, and it's got to be Durant. We didn't talk about it much yet, but Durant is still doing his thing. I mean, 66% from the field, 22 points, 4 assists. Durant is the only thing for the Warriors that's going right so far tonight.
Yeah, and it's like Durant's still hitting tough shots. You can't knock him off his game, and he's just kind of finding easy places to get buckets. He's hit a couple big threes, too, that kind of kept the Warriors in the game. Obviously, this is a Warriors team. We've talked about it before on past pods, past years, that this Warriors team is almost never out of the game. So only down 18 at halftime, there could be a lot changing in the second half. But moving on from there, duds of the first half.
Well, I just want to say one more thing. Sean Livingston has been incredible in that first half. With you know, Curry struggling, Thompson hasn't been on fire. Livingston has really been a force off the bench that really was a boost late in that late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter. So shout out to Sean Livingston.
But yeah, he definitely gives them a nice boost off the bench. He kind of gives them another versatile piece too.
And he hasn't missed. Like that mid-range jumper he has, like the turnaround post, like it's lethal. I don't ever see him miss that.
Yeah, that's definitely his game, especially, you know, most of the time he's at a great matchup advantage being lengthy and being 6'7".
It's incredible, especially after that gruesome injury he suffered all those years ago.
Very true.
But dud for the first half, I'm going to say Curry. Only because to close out game, you're the leader of this team, and you're 1-for-7, and you already have 3 turnovers. And he just doesn't look zoned in or locked in at all.
Yeah, he looks out of his game. You know, he just doesn't look quite as confident and engaged. And I think that's something to do with the Cavs defense. They definitely attacked him a lot more in this game, trapped him a little bit more, been more physical with him. They picked him up from full court a few times too, and he had, I think, one or two turnovers off of that. So Curry definitely has to step up his game, get more engaged. And I think that's something he'll do in the second half. I think it was game one. He wasn't necessarily great in the first half. Second half, he stepped up, and I think he'll do that tonight. But I agree. I think he needs to play bigger in the second half.
I mean, you know, if the Warriors are going to make this a game in the second half of this third quarter run, it's really got to be Curry and Durant who fuel it.
Exactly. Kind of get cooking from three. And because Klay's been back, he's hit a lot of tough shots too. But who are you thinking are as a dud for the Cavs?
I guess Kyle Korver. Everyone's really been on fire. It's hard to pick a guy who hasn't played very well. But I'm going to say Kyle Korver in his 4 minutes, but I'm also just very critical of Kyle Korver.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the Cavs are playing well, and everybody's kind of shown up. So there's nobody that's particularly sticking out. I mean, Korver had that open three he didn't miss. But, I mean, no one's really played bad. So, I mean, LeBron's obviously going to play bigger and more engaged. I mean, he did have 22 points, though, and 8 assists and 6 rebounds. But I think you're going to see him take over a little bit more in the second half.
You know it's a good night when Deron Williams stayed on the court for 6 minutes already. So,
exactly, and he hasn't taken a shot, so that's definitely a benefit for them.
Yeah, it's a positive.
But like I mentioned before we get into our predictions, like the Warriors are down 18. For as great as the Cavs played, this is still a ball game, and we could still see something change in the second half.
It's ridiculous, especially with just the fact that there's so many three-point threats on the Warriors. And they've had a couple open looks already. I know Curry's had a couple open looks that he's missed. And, you know, if the fatigue sets in for the Cavs, when you're switching as much as they do, a couple of times guys are going to get lost. And if the Warriors start getting guys lost, like Klay Thompson on a screen for a three, this game is far from over.
Exactly. You know, a few threes from the Warriors, next thing you know, it's single digits. But what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment for the Warriors in the second half?
I guess it hits shots. You got to score. You have to outscore the Cavs at this point. I think maybe you double team Kyrie on the drive, but it doesn't seem to matter. But then you're just leaving over somebody who's going to be hot like J.R. Smith. You just kind of got to wait it out. You want LeBron to play. You want these guys to play those heavy minutes and just try and outlast them.
Yeah, I think for the Warriors, their focus is probably going to just be pick it up defensively. Obviously, this is probably the best defensive team in the league, and they just allowed 86 points in the first half. You know, some of it's Kyrie Irving just being ridiculous and the Cavs having great offensive talent, but some of it is like defensive lapses, silly mistakes from the Warriors. I think they'll clean some stuff up. They're not going to allow 86 points in the second half.
No, this game will get a lot closer and tighter by the time the fourth quarter comes rolling along.
What do you think changes for the Cavs, or do they just keep playing their game and not change anything?
They're going to get tired. They're going to hit a cold spell, or they're going to get tired, one of the two. I'm concerned, especially the fact LeBron's already logged in 45 minutes last game. He logged in a decent amount in game three and two as well. He's got to play another 45-minute night for the Cavs to win this game. And I know he seems like Mr. Invincible, but there comes a point in time where sometimes you just don't have enough gas.
Exactly, especially, you know, after all the minutes he's played in his NBA career. You know, to this point, he's played so many games. All these final runs eventually do catch up to you. But, I mean, it's hard to always doubt the king, but this Warriors team is great. Let's get your prediction for the second half. Who wins? Who plays big?
I'm going to say Cavs win, and I'm going to say LeBron plays big because I do have faith in the king. And I believe this is going to be another great performance. Kyrie's going to keep doing his thing. I'm feeling 127 to 120 Cavs.
This is definitely an incredibly hard game to predict because, like you mentioned, I think the fatigue factor is going to catch up to the Cavs at some point. But will their lead be too big for the Warriors to take over by that point? It's tough to say. I don't know why, but I'm just going to go with the Warriors.
Well, I like it. I respect it. I respect it.
I've been riding with them hard for over like 2 months now. So, I mean, I just think this team is really good. And, you know, they're not going to play. The thing is, they didn't even play bad, but they're not going to play at that level in the second half. And defensively, they played bad for their standards. So I think the Warriors have some type of magic, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, they just go on one of these crazy runs. Or, I mean, I can see it the other way, like you said, too, and I could see the Cavs just running out with this one, the Warriors kind of giving up the feet early in the fourth, but I would not be surprised either way.
If the Warriors win this game, I will never say a poor thing about them ever again. They will completely have shut me up if they win this game.
And the crazy thing is, it's not even like most teams, you know, down 18, you know, already with a 3-0 lead, you'd be like, you know, they're probably not going to win. They'll probably take this one. But the Warriors are kind of on a different level, not only like talent-wise, but like mentally, they kind of like this type of thing even more. And we also mentioned they're 16-0 on the line too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this team has already been talked about a lot this past couple of days on are they one of the greatest teams of all time? And, you know, if this team is that great, this is kind of one of those games where they come back from this deficit and they do what you say, they go 16-0.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be incredible. I think I've been really interested in, you know, no offense to the Cavs, even if they do win this game, I don't think they win the series. I just feel really confident in the Warriors' talent. But I think it would be really cool to see history in the 16-0, the Warriors sweep, and like you said, having a kind of performance like this in the finals would be huge.
Yeah, for sure. And Durant seems to be the only Warrior who truly wants that at this point.
I would say Klay, too. Klay, too, has played defensively. Even though he's gotten abused by Kyrie, he's been in good position, and he's hit a couple tough threes. I think they'll probably get him some more touches because they definitely have put more focus on Curry in this game. And Draymond also needs to hit some open shots. He had a few open threes he didn't hit.
Offensively, his rhythm is off shooting-wise.
And it's crazy because this postseason, I think he shot over 50% from the field and over 40% from three. So in the finals, he hasn't shot well, but I think that's kind of been doing, like you mentioned, his rhythm, not playing a ton of minutes has hurt him. And the foul trouble.
And the foul trouble again tonight. I mean, he's got to control his emotions better, man. Did he get a technical already?
Yeah, he did. He got a tech. Yeah.
So that's two already. He had one in game three as well.
So, I mean, that's definitely something to keep an eye on. But that wraps it up for the halftime show. We may be back for a Game 5 halftime show. We do not know yet. We'll definitely have a recap, though, for you tomorrow. So check that out and enjoy the rest of Game 4.